Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
There's some other things going on today, though, in DC sports. You know, it has been a little while since the Wizards were relevant and a major talking point on this show. That'll change today. The NBA draft lottery is set for tonight. At 7 o'clock, we're going to find out at just after 7 East time this evening who's got the number one pick, and is it the Wiz, who are tied for the best odds to get it. Obviously, there are some years where getting the number one overall pick means more. Last year, it didn't mean as much. Mm-hmm. We thought that going into the draft. We now know that that's true coming out of the draft, where the Wizards at number two got a better player than the team that won the lottery. This year, you are trying to win the lottery at number one so that you can get Cooper Flagg. And you've got the Jazz, the Wizards, and the Hornets, all with a 14% chance of winning the lottery. The Pelicans at 12.5%. The Sixers at about 10.5%. Your top five likely teams. But if you could go get Cooper Flagg at 1-1, and you could add him to Saar and Koulibaly and Carrington and George, this young group that's been put together, you don't even need to make the big splash right away. You're going to get better fast. Next year's draft's better than this one. One more bad year for the Wizards and a few more picks. You've kind of built this thing up pretty well, and you're maybe one big splash acquisition away from turning this whole thing around.
This is the point, right? So let me do it this way. Giannis Antetokounmpo seems like he might be exploring options to go and trade. It doesn't make sense for the Wizards to do that right now because he'd just be trading one set of circumstances for guys that aren't ready to help him for another. It wouldn't make sense for them. He's 30. Wouldn't make sense for the team. The point is that it makes sense.
Be kind of fun, though.
I'd have a good time. I'd watch.
As but, someone who hasn't had the urge to go watch many Wizards games at the arena over the last couple of years, you know, a number two overall pick, let's say, or in this case, winning the lottery tonight with Flagg, and Giannis added to this group, or some version of it, you'd lose a player or two and a bunch of picks.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
I might want to go back out to the arena.
I'd like to see.
But you're right. What you're
I'd like to see
sure.
The 7 foot Greek gentleman who can do everything on the basketball court. No, but here's what happens with a Cooper Flagg, the young talent developing guys that are 19, 20, 21 years old. You all of a sudden become like a Houston, not quite Oklahoma City. That's it takes a few more years of building and striking gold and a guy like SGA. But when you're a Houston with you know, Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, Sengun, guys that aren't necessarily household names that become really, really good players under development. Now, all of a sudden, you could be one of the teams that's a destination for a star who will look and go, hey, that group is good right now, but imagine them with me. That's a championship contender. That's the position you're trying to be in. You're building a nest. You be one of the cool kids. If you have Cooper Flagg, you get a couple national TV games. Instead of being an also-ran, you become one of the cool cities. You become a destination. You become a spot where you can strike when the iron is hot, both by accumulating draft picks and accumulating young talent. This is the way. This is the path, as painful and miserable as it is. And I get it. It's not fun to lose 70 games a year. I'm not telling you it is. But when you lose, it needs to be with a purpose. It can't be to win 31 or 32 games and get into that play-in game that they were so desperate to do for the last couple of seasons. You start this way, you do it this way, it would go a long way for them kind of getting back to relevance if they finish in the top couple. I know Cooper Flagg's the star. I think the second pick might afford a really good player, won't have the gravitas that a Flagg would. But the thing that all Wizards fans are afraid of, including myself, is you'll fall out of that top four entirely. 48% chance that it happens. Down as low as six, that would be kind of a gut punch after having gone through all this
stuff. It'd be a nightmare, and it would be typical of Wizards fandom to have to eat that.
Endure that, too.
You know, just swallow that bile down tonight. That would suck, but you know what? I trust this front office. They made the right pick in Coulibaly. They found Bub Carrington, and that looks like a win where they got him.
Yep.
They got Keshawn George late in the first round. It looks like a steal.
That's a win.
So even if you're picking there while the quality of the player isn't as good and the ceiling of the athlete you're adding is not at the same level, I think they're going to do fine.
I do too. I trust this group implicitly. You're right.
Absolutely. They have hit more homers and doubles so far than the previous group did in 15 years or whatever. So I am in on this iteration of this front office. I think they're headed in the right direction, but tonight would just be an easy button for the turnaround. Tonight would be...
That's the way to put it,
Mario Kart or something, and you hit the mystery box.
Where you got the mushroom.
You speed up and go 100 miles an hour.
Here we go.
And I spent a lot of time this weekend actually asking smarter basketball people than me about Cooper Flagg, and I feel so much better about what he is than even going into those conversations. It sounds like people really think this guy is going to be the real deal. Like, when we've talked about him, my kind of take has been, I don't know how stellar offensively he'll ever be. Is this guy going to score 20 in the NBA? Is he, you know, more of a hustle guy who's going to be like 15, 5, and 5? I think basketball people really are enamored with his game.
It's an advanced game for an 18-year-old.
They think he's going to be like a legitimate number two on a championship team and maybe could be a 20-point, like 8-rebound, 7-assist guy in the next couple of years who plays hard defensively and gets in lanes. And he's also just... Whoever gets him gets the gift of you get a media star. You get a marketing star. You get a super powered chance to have people care. Well, who needs that more than this market right now? I mean, if there's such a thing ever as the NBA, like guiding these number one picks in certain directions, you can make the case the Wizards and basketball in D.C., as dormant and awful as it has been, are more needy for a Cooper Flagg presence than any other major basketball market in America. They're just a non-factor. Nobody cares. Nobody is interested. Nobody goes to the games. Drafting Flagg, even before they turn this thing around a couple years from now, would immediately make them a story again.
Yeah, makes you marketable. Again, gives you primetime games. You're on TNT now because people want to see this. His game is, again, I think it's as good or better suited for someone to come into the league and get buckets right away. He's a willing defender. He's never going to be able to cover an elite wing, but very few people can do that, right? He's going to prevent match. He's going to provide matchup problems of his own. I think he's big enough to you know, there's a word that we don't use very often anymore, but post or bully ball, some of the smaller threes, some of the twos and threes in this ever-switching league. He'll be able to face up and shoot. He'll play a great pick-and-roll game. I think his offensive ceiling is pretty damned high. I don't know if he's the alpha on a championship team. And, you know, you never know with some of those guys. But there's some that come along.
Nobody has to know that now.
And that's where I was going.
That's what we talk about on the Stephen A. Smith shows.
Right.
He's going to be a really good basketball player right away.
And that's the point.
The more talent you put around him, the better his game's going to get. And he'll absolutely be able to be one of the key players on a championship team eventually. And in the short term right now, Danny, the floor is people in your town care a lot more. All the major networks cover you a ton because the superstar that everybody loved in college is on your team. You benefit from that, like, Caitlin Clarkey thing, whatever that media coverage is.
Yeah, there's juice behind
it. And you make your team a lot better on the floor.
Yeah, all those things are correct. And you said it much quicker than I was doing. I was doing this meandering roundabout way to get there. But that's the point. He'll be 19 years old next year with upside that's still through the roof. A guy that was able to dominate the highest levels of college basketball as an 18-year-old, he was already NBA ready. Again, the versatility in his game, the mid-range type stuff, the ability to catch and shoot, the ability to score off the dribble, I think is coming. This is a really, really quality basketball player. Again, there's a couple at the top of this draft, but when you get into that kind of middle pack, there's nothing special there, but that's kind of where this group has made its bones, talking about Will Dawkins and company, where you find the Lucas Dorts of the world. You find the unorthodox, slightly different type guys. When talking about when Dawkins was in Oklahoma City, that's when you find your, I'm not sure exactly what position Bob Carrington plays. I also don't care. That's a winning basketball player. Same with Keshawn George and company. So this group is going to be well-stocked.
This draft, it was explained to me by a decision maker in the NBA, is a lot better than last year's draft.
I think that's unequivocal, yeah.
Next year's draft is the draft, like in years. Way better than this year's draft. Mm-hmm. But this is a really good draft by all standards compared to last year. Next year's is the crazy one. So I would bank on the Wizards being bad again this coming season and trying to load up on picks because they feel like around the league, the depth in next year's draft is amazing and you want to be able to be a player, whether you're maneuvering the board with a lot of twos or however you've got to go about it. I don't think they're going to try to make the leap this year. The quality of next year's draft tells you as a rebuilding team, you probably shouldn't. But you're going to do okay no matter where you're picking. Ideally, you win the lottery tonight, you're set up, and this could be one of the bigger days for Wizards basketball in 15 or so years.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.